You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is brought to you by Old Mutual Insure. Protect what built you.
Several weeks ago, we started a conversation with the team at Old Mutual Insure around this concept of the trust economy. At the time, we were looking at the small businesses and the SME space in South Africa and how that related how the trust economy affected small businesses. We're going to continue that conversation. We're going to be taking a look at the farming landscape. We have an array of farmers in South Africa across many different types of products and, I suppose, sectors as well. And we're going to take a look at what the trust economy means for them. I'm joined on the line by the executive for on-platform business solutions at Old Mutual Insure, Nicholas Dempsey, to see what we make of it. Nick, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. What does the trust economy mean to a farmer?
Well, firstly, Jimmy, I just want to say thank you to you and your listeners for allowing me on your show tonight. Yeah, I think it's a great question, right? And for me, sort of, you know, agricultural sector is more than just farming, right? It's a vital part within the economy of South Africa. And I mean, let's be honest, Jimmy, it also feeds the nation. So for me, I mean, why is the trust economy so important? I think sort of trust is built over many years in the farming community and over many generations. And it goes just wider than the farm itself. I mean, it spans across families. It spans across employees that work on those farms. It also spans to the neighbors that are adjacent to those farms and even the communities in which those farms operate. So for me, I mean, it's a vital cog in South Africa, and trust for me is earned over many, many years. And it's sort of risks that you just don't want to undermine over time. So yeah, it's a vital sort of environment.
I think trust in any business context is exceptionally important, especially if you're in a business that deals with customers and you need to build those relationships. But the relationships go beyond just that. And there's a lot of things that can put those relationships at risk. Nick, I want to take a look at that. What are some of the risks that particularly perhaps the agricultural space or particularly farmers might face that could undermine that trust?
Yeah, it's a great question, right? And it can absolutely do that over time. So, I mean, a couple of sort of examples that spring to mind for me would be things like sort of late frost. Theft of a vital piece of equipment is another thing, right? And storms and floods, and all of these things can play a part in undermining trust of sort of a farmer. Another sort of example, and specifically this time of the year, could be things like the spread of fire, and that could eventually become a runaway fire. And the damage that it causes, not just to the property of the farmer in question, but it could even go as far as adjacent neighbors too, and element that goes into their bit of property as well. So these types of risks and these types of risk events can invariably affect the operations of a farm and can jeopardize the farmer's reputation over time. So it's definitely things that farmers should consider, you know, with valuable input of anybody in that industry, within the financial industry, and sort of keep their trust intact over many years in that sense. So yeah.
Nick, let's talk protection from a farmer perspective. There's a lot that farmers put in place as much as they can. Some of these risk factors you've just outlined are beyond a farmer's control. Some are natural events that they have no control over. How do farmers start to then better protect themselves? What can they kind of put in place? And more importantly, when should farmers be looking to put these practical sort of security measures in place?
Yeah. I mean, that's a good question, right? Sort of, I mean, there's elements of climate change that are on the go that sort of farmers need to be aware of, and sort of the changing sort of weather patterns that are on the go. And we can distinctly see within sort of the insurance sector how the severity and of sort of these events are sort of portraying and sort of happening over the last couple of years. Furthermore, though, I think what's important, though, for the farmers out there is to partner with brokers. You know, the brokers in that instance understand sort of policies and the wordings thereof and how they can sort of best ensure that they are, you know, their risks are intact and they've got the right sort of advice at play. And in most aspects, I mean, for me, brokers are important for the longevity, you know, of the advice that they give farmers and the sustainability to make sure that the farmers' trust is still intact over the years to come.
Nick, can you give me an example of a situation where having the right broker in place has helped a farmer or helped the agricultural space or helped just maintain trust in a relationship? Because we hear of these broker responsibilities and these broker roles, and you've just alluded to just the importance of a broker. But can you just give us some practical insights around just how powerful it can be to have a broker in place?
Before I go there, I mean, I just want to just sort of reiterate the importance of brokers. And if you think about Old Mutual Insure, we've been around for 180 years, and our legacy has been built with our valued partners of brokers and customers. And I think for a broker, for me, is a customer may not necessarily know. When I say customer, farmer in this instance, may not necessarily know who their insurer is, but they do very well know who their brokers are. In most instances, sort of brokers will sit around a farmer's kitchen table and discuss the policy wordings and discuss what's been insured. Things, practical examples, I would say, is sort of, if you think about it, I've just mentioned around the spread of fire that's sort of potentially on the go now in the next couple of weeks and months. But in sort of the harvesting season's fast approaching, right? And when I say fast approaching, it's towards the end of the year. And brokers are paramount to ensure that sort of those assets that are in place with those specific farmers are insured at the right levels. Because for a farmer out there who wants to make sure they harvest the land, if that harvester has a catastrophe or a risk event that transpires, and the broker's given the correct advice, the sustainability of that farm, the sustainability of the farmer itself, and the employees that are on that farm and the community that they serve will continue to manifest itself over the years to come. So the broker for me is a vital and a pivotal role to help those farmers maintain their trust and maintain sort of the yield that they generate before their families, their neighbors, as well as the communities that they serve.
The importance of trust cannot be understated, and it is the cornerstone of not only the trust economy, but of business as a whole. And that's why it's important to have these conversations with your broker, with your service providers, and ensure that you're best set up for your business's success. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Nicholas for those insights and for the time. Nicholas Dempsey, the executive for On Platform Business Solutions at Old Mutual Insure, joining us to take a look at the trust economy in the context of the agricultural space.
This interview is brought to you by Old Mutual Insure. Protect what built you.
You know you're a farmer when your Sunday best still has bits of wire in the pocket, and a quick coffee means drinking it cold with a calf in one hand. When you fix the water pump with a bread bag, and your dog rides shotgun more than your spouse. Through late payments and broken promises, you keep farming because you're a farmer. As much as you've grown your land and your farm, it's grown something in you too. Chat to your broker about Old Mutual Insure Agri Insurance. Protect what built you. Old Mutual Insure Limited is a licensed FSP and non-life insurer.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.